This Dharma talk was given to the Clearway Zen Sangha by Lotus Vu. This talk is made available free of charge. More information about Clearway Zen can be found at www.clearwayzen.ca.
So today, while we're meditating here at the Knox Metropolitan United Church, we heard the ringing of the bell. They're probably practicing for the Thanksgiving ceremony. That's coming up pretty quickly this weekend. I was just explaining what Thanksgiving is about in North America. In their early history, the European settlers came to North America, and that includes the United States. The environment was extremely harsh here. People live through a very tough environment with forests around them, wild animals ready to kill them, and new area to learn to farm and explore, because the communities was built around farming. And so after each harvest each year, if they haven't had harvest enough crops to last them through the winter, it was almost a good guarantee that they would starve and die. It's kind of like a pretty tragic early history of European settlements here. And of course, the natives were very good at hunting and gathering, so they have no problem with surviving. Only the Europeans who were more concentrated on farming. So after the harvest, families would give thanks and celebrate that they had a good harvest, that they're thankful that they would survive the winter with the harvest. And that's where Thanksgiving came from. The spirit of Thanksgiving is about appreciation. It's about appreciation of what we've been given, what we already have received, what is already here. And that spirit is not just a Christian thing. It's an everybody thing. If we're able to appreciate what we have, we see more of the positives in our lives than the negative. And in psychology, that's actually very good for mental health. Because if we keep focusing on the negatives in our lives, which is what we don't have, all we see is a glass half empty. And when we see the glass half empty, we're walking around with a sense of lack, a sense of non-fulfillment. But we can look around in our lives, in our current presence, and appreciate the things that we do have, that allow us to feel the abundance of life. To be able to be generous to ourselves and others, in seeing that we're extremely lucky to have what we have, to possess what we already possess. And in that perceptions of appreciation of our abundance, we feel a sense of fulfillment instead of a sense of lack. So psychology isn't the only one that discovered this. Many religions in the world discover it as well. All mystical traditions emphasize the need for gratitude, the need to feel grateful the need to share our gifts with others, which makes and gives us a sense of internal wholeness, a sense of internal fulfillment, instead of seeing the world with a perception of lacking. So someone once told me, find five things in your life every day that, you know, that you already have that you're thankful for. And if you can't find five things when you wake up in the morning and do this exercise, at least you got five fingers. You wouldn't believe how inconvenient it is to not have a thumb. I know a person who attended temple with me. He was one of my Buddhist youth elder in his 20s when I was in my teenage years. He went to work in the factory and the machine slammed on his thumb. So he lost a thumb. It made it very difficult for him to do anything with his right hand because he didn't have a thumb. You can't hold anything without a thumb, right? So the fact that we still have a thumb, hey, this is pretty good. The fact that all our digits are still here, that's pretty good, even though these ones are a little bit numb, but they're still here, right? It's a good thing. We don't know how important, how valuable the things we have until we don't have them. And when they are here, we never really appreciate them. I told my nephew once that I fell down the stairs in the winter in Regina. I couldn't walk for 2 weeks. And, you know, I hurt my tailbone. And for a long while after that, I had pain in my tailbone every time I stand up. Yeah, you have to wear cleats in the winter here. And during that 2 weeks, it made me appreciate how much the fact that I have legs, that I can move. So once I recovered, I walked everywhere. During the pandemic with Rico, I would walk 10 kilometers a day. Go hiking in the trails and everywhere. Why? Because I'm so grateful. I have legs and can use them. It isn't until that the things that we take for granted are removed from us that we realize how valuable they are. And we fail to enjoy them while they're here. So remember to give thanks. So look around you, list the things that you have right now, the people you have in your life right now. What it would be like if they're gone? And then be grateful that they're still here, that all those things are still. One time, people asked Ajahn Chah, you know, the great Theravadan teacher of the Thai forest tradition, how does he deal with loss? He pointed to the glass on the table, his water glass, and he says, to me, this glass is already broken. Therefore, I appreciate that it's still here. And so for the Buddha, the greatest practice that we can do in helping our life to be more abundant is to appreciate the fact of what we have here today. Now, if I've given you a choice to be a king 200 years ago versus being an average Joe right now, what would you choose? 200 years ago, there's no flushable toilet. You have to go into a bucket. Right? There's no electricity. There's no running water. Have you seen and toured those castles in Europe? They're awful to live in, right? There's no heat. You have to like smell the smoke every time you burn up the heat in order to heat the room. Oh yeah, there's no laundry machine. So everything has to be hand washed. So that means you don't take a bath very often. You don't wash your clothes very often. Right? I saw a documentary of Louis XIV, Versailles. And they said that when Versailles was built, it was beautiful, except there was not enough toilets around, so people just urinate on the hall. This beautiful hall in Versailles, everywhere. And the place was filthy. Even though it was beautiful. So, appreciate that we're living and what we have today is very precious. Like the documentary about the great stink in London when the sewer just doesn't work anymore because the population was so overflown. So people back then used just to dump their waste out their window onto the street. And passerby would routinely get hit with it. Or people have no indoor plumbing. They keep all the waste in the basement until the guys, the wagon of the people who collect them come by. What a job to do. You don't want to be doing one of those jobs. So when I watch those historic documentaries or read about them, I become very appreciative of the times that we live in. When I took a hike in Hamilton, I saw this small cemetery of a family where on the tombstone, the woman died when she was only 22. And in those days, it's because of childbirth. And that was not too long ago. It was about 100 years ago. Back then, doctors didn't know that they have to wash their hands to deliver the babies. Mm-hmm. So people get infected. They didn't know why. The women, the midwives who deliver the babies, were more successful at keeping mom and the baby alive. It was one reason. The doctors weren't washing their hands and the midwives were. So be appreciative that we live in a time where modern medicine has advanced so much to enhance our lives, to keep us living longer, give us more time. All of these things we take for granted. I would choose not to be a king 200 years ago, but to be your average Joe now. I've got AC. He doesn't.
Flush toilet.
Yeah, flush toilet. Really important, right?
Really important.
Indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
Really? Of course, air heating. All of those things. Yeah, we live better than kings. Why people suffer so much? Because they walk around with a sense of lack. They walk around seeing what they don't have. Walk around seeing the glass half empty and not appreciating that their lives are full of abundance. The early settlers, they're happy if they're just alive the next year. And here we're asking like, oh my God, why can't just they make my coffee properly? These baristas. These are the things that makes us miserable. These are the things that causes us suffering. Who constantly want what we don't have. Well, you're almost setting yourself up for failure because There's a ton of things you don't have. Right? But if you count your blessings, you will see there is abundance of what you do have. You're richer than you think. I think that's commercial, right? Scotiabank commercial. You're richer with all the amenities, with all the gifts that life has given you in your life that you do have, that you don't see. When we focus on this perception of lack, all we see is empty, not a good emptiness. All we see is this void that cannot be filled. When we focus our mind and turn our mind towards counting our blessings, counting what we do have, training it to see what we do have. And this requires training. Because your mind is so used to, you know, a sense of lack that it's hard for it to find anything of abundance to feel grateful for. So that takes training. So in my earlier practice, when I got into Zen, I learned to count my blessings every day. When I wake up in the morning, I say, I can breathe today. Well, if I have asthma, that's really big. Right? So I can breathe today without obstruction. That's one blessing. I can get up and have a lot of good energy. Well, that comes with, you know, not being able to breathe. You don't have enough oxygen, generally, you know, good energy. But to have good energy and get up in the morning is a blessing. And for most people, that isn't even on their radar because they don't have asthma and live in a time where there's no drug for it. There's no puffer for it because I lived during the U.S. trade embargo in Vietnam. So I knew what it was like to not have drug for it. So counting your blessings is really important. Being grateful for what you do have. Put on the table. A roof over your head. Medicare. Oh my God. In the US, they still don't have Medicare. Right? So many people over there suffer without it. There's busloads of them come over in Canada to buy medication because it's so expensive over here, over there. And now we have PharmaCare. Isn't that crazy? Majority of the world doesn't. I'm not saying this to, you know, endorse any political parties and things like that. I'm just saying it's what life delivers to us, right? It's what life delivers to us. It's what life's given us. And to be grateful of something doesn't mean you don't work to improve on it. Right? Like Sunjin Suzuki of San Francisco Zen Center says, you're perfect as you are. Now you can use a little improvement. I really like that quote. So learning to give thanks and be appreciated is very, very important. Zen practice is very important. If you want to be happy, to see abundance in your life, it's very important in fostering generosity. Why? Because if you can't be thankful, you can't be generous. Because you don't see that you have abundance. When you see that all you have is lacking, you're just going to grab more, grab more, grab more. You're just grasping more. More desiring, more grasping. But when you see you have abundance, okay, I've got 10 bucks. maybe somebody could use one. You know? So when you see you have abundance, the spirit of generosity is rising in you as you this practice evolves. And in that, we're building, fostering own freedom. Freedom from suffering. Freedom from, I call self-referencing. Because that's the main mechanism of suffering, self-referencing. Everything comes back to me. It will resolve around me. Okay? The less self-referential you are, and psychology has studied this, the happier people generally tend to be. And for Buddhism, our happiness goes beyond everyday happiness. Our happiness is freedom from suffering. Freedom from the bondage of desire. Freedom from our sense of false identity. Freedom to see opportunities and possibilities. Freedom to see the world as is, without restriction. And that begins with learning to be thankful for what you got. I think there's a song about that. Go somewhere along the line of, you don't know what you got until it's gone. The lyric. And somebody remind me where that came from.
This podcast is created by members of the Clearway Zen Sangha. If you enjoyed the talk and wish to show support, donation information can be found on our website, www.clearwayzen.ca. Thank you for listening.